Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and, yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Yes, that is me. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network, for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, for really, really enjoying what I do. And I have a couple of things to mention before I go through the places that this beautiful, beautiful world is where my show is right now. And I really have to say that I would love to thank Eddie Suleiman and also Rosangela and all of the volunteers, Kelly, and all of the volunteers for the Award of Absolute Women Achievements Award. I was nominated, as some of you know, I was nominated for Best Radio Show in Toronto, and I was awarded a beautiful award that I am so proud and I'm so privileged and so honored to receive on the International Women's Day, which it was March the 8th, which happened to be my mom's birthday. So I have nothing but thankfulness, and my heart is at awe. I'm very, very overwhelmed with all of the support and all of the emails. I posted a couple of pictures on my personal page, and I haven't put anything on my fan page because, honestly, I don't really love to brag. That is exactly the reason that I haven't posted it on my social media, because I'm not the one that loves to brag. So I'm just thankful that we have worked here at the Lizzie T Radio Show 2 years, two hard years, and here it is. We got nominated. We received the award, and it's the hard work of a group of people, really. It's not just me. It's my whole family as well is involved, and this has been amazing. Everything that that we worked so hard for, it is finally here. It's paid off, and we are reaping the benefits of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. And on that note, thank you so much for all of the countries, for all of the 10,000 people that are listening to us right now, or will be listening to us later on. Australia, I'm going to go with the continents because, as some of you know already, it is a lot of places. And so Australia, hello to my cousin in Australia, South America, Central America, Jamaica, Cuba, Dominican Republic, all the Caribbean places, Netherlands, here in Canada, in North America, Canada and the U.S. Also, we are being listened in Europe, in Italy, Turkey, England, Nigeria, Ukraine, and Spain, Africa, and the list goes on. So thank you so, so much for emailing us, for leaving us notes, for posting things and comments on my social media. So thank you again. If you are interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please, please do not hesitate. Please contact us. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy. Radio@lizt.ca for Canada. Thank you again for my sponsors. Today we're being sponsored by, we have two major sponsors right now, and I will be playing the commercial later on. The major sponsors right now are Nature Nova. Nature Nova is a group that goes to schools to teach nature with photography and hands-on. The website is naturenova.ca, naturenova.ca. Also, we've been sponsored by Woman on Fire. Woman on Fire is a group that is going huge right now. It's going viral. The person that you need to contact is Allison Harvey, and I will be playing the commercial as well later on. Also, I want to thank everyone for the sponsorship, for emailing me, and wanting to have your business, your group mentioned here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So thank you so much for all the support and for wanting to have this your business mentioned here as well. We are very honored and very happy that you think of us. You could be choosing any place to basically have your show, mention your business, but you have chosen us. So thank you so much again. Really appreciate it, and we will do all our best to make sure that everyone knows your business. And we will be bringing our guest, which is from California right now. So I'm very happy that the weather is getting warm here in Toronto, Canada, and Canada in general, because we're moving into our spring. And spring is here, we're getting wonderful weather, and this is fantastic. So thank you so much, God, and for giving us wonderful times. The spring is here, and we are loving it. And make sure that you do go for walks with your family. Make sure that you do enjoy this wonderful weather. Also, before I forget, I really, really don't want to forget to mention on Wednesday. I didn't mention it yesterday, but I really want to make sure that I mention it again. Yesterday was my birthday on Wednesday, sorry, and I've gotten, I would say, over 100 emails, over 1,000 between emails, posts, on social media, tweets, and texts on my cell phone. The list goes on, and I have to tell you that my 44th birthday is definitely, it's been one of the best, beginning with March 8th, the International Women's Day, which was fantastic, and that was my present already, but then I received so many compliments, so many wishes of happy birthday, so thank you again. That was very, very impressive and very fantastic. I will be playing a song right now before my guest comes on, and I'll be right back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Today, by the way, is March the 13th, and we here in Canada are getting ready for March break. So I just wanted to mention that I will be away next week for March break. We here take 1 week so we can be with family, and the kids are not going to school, so they're really, really looking forward to that. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and here is this song. I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And we are back with Veronica Gray. Veronica Gray is an author, has a fantastic story, and I need you to hear it. And here's a little bio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Veronica Gray. Veronica Gray is often seen on TV as health and wellness guru. She is the recipient of the 2014 Worldwide Leaders in Healthcare and Honor Award for Life Extension and Age Reversal from International Association of Healthcare Professionals. She shares some free secrets to eternal youth that also keeps the flame burning forever on your relationship. You probably aren't aware that having an orgasm actually ages you, but it does. To find more about this book called The Six Never Before Published Secrets to Eternal Youth and Immortality.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
And without further ado, here's the great, amazing, and less old. We're all wondering what's going on, Lizzie. An interesting topic. Here is Veronica. Hello, hello, Veronica, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you this evening? And afternoon, I think, for you in California.
It is the afternoon. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be on your show and be of service to your listeners.
Oh, fantastic. It's our pleasure. And before we start off, I always like to play a little game to feel comfortable. Not that you do need them. My goodness, you are all over the media. You're very used to being on TV often and talks and so forth. But I just like to warm things up. Tell us, what's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink is a matcha green tea latte with almond milk.
My goodness.
Matcha green.
I've never
green
heard of that.
Latte.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for playing along. I've had everything. We've had everything here on the Lizzie T Radio Show, from pina colada, wine, drinks, and coffees, different types of coffee. My favorite, which is lemon water, to this matcha green tea latte. My goodness, it sounds complicated, but it sounds delicious. Awesome. Never heard of that one before. I have to look it up. So let's start. You wrote a book, and I was looking at your website, Veronica, and my goodness, you have a pretty amazing website. And you wrote a book which is called The Newly Discovered and Never Before Published Secret of Eternal Youth. Now, can you tell us what inspires you? How did you get into this subject? And everybody wants to know.
Well, the reason I focused on age reversal is because I feel like I didn't have much of a childhood. I don't want to dwell on negativity, but I was kidnapped by my father, and we were on the run from the FBI for about 9 years while he hid me from my biological mother.
Mm.
So, and I was aged 7 to 15 when that happened. So I feel like I really lost out on my childhood. And when I went to UCLA and started doing research, I came across books on health and wellness and longevity. And I just started to learn a lot of things and piece things together. So how I'd like to explain it is, imagine if you were a chef and you read a bunch of books about different recipes. But what if you took what you learned from each book and started creating your own recipe?
Right.
So those two things sort of helped me become my own health and wellness, you know, resource. It's what I've learned from all the other health and wellness gurus who paved the way before me. But I took things that they said and I put it together in different ways that created a sort of something that had not really been brought into the public before, because it's such a touchy subject, and that has to do with age reversal and your sex life and orgasms. And when you're on TV, which I am a lot, they only give you about 6 minutes, and that's being generous.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things they don't want you to talk about. They don't really want you to talk about religion or politics unless you're specifically on a religious or political show. And then the other thing is they don't know if they want you to talk about sex, because it's usually a morning show where you never know what household the TV is on, and people can be, you know, with their kids having breakfast, getting ready for school. But it's such an important topic, which is why I'm really, really happy to have the platform of your show and your listeners around the world, because it is something that the planet really needs, this healing energy in this time of transition.
Absolutely. And Veronica, I wanted to, first of all, to congratulate you and to thank you and to commend you for, and I know you don't like to talk about negativity, but I want to point out that you have taken a bad, horrible life experience and turned it around and created something amazing. Now you're not only not looking back, I mean, you've learned from that experience. Again, it's not something that you probably don't want to talk about it, but that's just to give you, the listeners, you can turn something negative and you turn it around and you've come out a better person. You've learned from your lesson. And now the wonderful part of this, that you're sharing with the world, you're sharing with everybody, you've written a book, you've researched, and that on itself is just amazing to be able to, and I'm going to applaud you because it takes a lot for somebody to go through such a horrible experience and come above that, and you've done that beautifully, and you've surpassed, and you're just teaching others how to live a better life. Now, those three subjects, sex and immortality, when people hear about those things, they obviously think, I don't know, what is the impression that you get from people when you talk about those subjects?
Well, first of all, Lizzie, everyone believes you have to age. They just think it's a part of life. Like, you know, that saying, that horrible saying, everything, you can't count on anything except for death and taxes. And that's one of my platforms, is I like to avoid both. I also go on TV talking about how to live a legally tax-free life. I know that's more for an American audience. But I also teach people how to, you know, live a life that is ageless and youthful, and it is possible. And more people are awakening to the fact that you can biologically set your body to be any age you like, as long as you like. And as I said earlier, there have been many, many books on this subject, but a lot of it was buried, hidden knowledge, and I sort of started compiling it and bringing it out to the forefront. I'm not the only one doing it. I'm just, you know, happy to have any TV show or radio show, because let me tell you something, Lizzie, and this is really critical. Of all the creatures in God's existence on this planet, from the insects to the sea life, there's only one creature that has the ability to look each other in the eyes during the act of mating, and that is humans. No other creature, if you think about it, dogs, cats, birds, no other creature has the option to look each other in the eyes while mating and reproducing. And the reason that the Creator made us this way is because the act of mating is not supposed to be just this animalistic thing to, quote unquote, get off, so to speak. The act of mating is supposed to be a connection of love. And throughout the centuries, this knowledge, this teaching has been lost, and we have sunk in a downward spiral of a society of pornography and, you know, one night stands and everything that dilutes that act of love. The energy that is created between two committed people who love each other while making love and looking each other in the eye, sort of a healing love bubble around them that can heal the city they live in, that can heal the state and the country they live in. So if you imagine that there's literally happy couples everywhere that are committed and devoted to each other, that during the act of lovemaking, it's a real expression of love. It's not because somebody was drunk and had a pornography on and all that. And
which you're absolutely right. So, this has turned into a vulgarity. And I wanted to ask you, you've mentioned many things, and I think I've gotten so far that what would you say that is the number one secret of eternal youth? And I think I've gotten to a very simple answer, and you might be correcting me because I don't know very much of your subject, but I'm very intrigued, and I think our listeners are right now. Just before you answer that, what is the number one secret to eternal youth? You're listening to the Lizzie T. Radio Show. We are live today. We are with an amazing author. She's a coach, and she teaches all about being young forever. And can that be possible? According to her, it can. I want to make sure that she will give us later on a link where we can reach her. But before I do that, I'm just going to take 1 minute for a little commercial, and I'll be right back.
The Grand Hotel. Lewis's successful life is deceiving. His wife, Pearl, is still haunted by the sins of her youth. Yet something strange is brewing at the Grand Isle Gala. Suddenly, rivals' desire for power takes an ugly turn. Discover what will happen amidst the glamour and glitter of the annual gala, where a night of crime, of seething passion, ignite and explode. The Grand Hotel by author J.A. Jackson. Available exclusively at Amazon.com and Kindle Store.
And we're back. This is the host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. I have an amazing guest with an amazing topic. My goodness, what did I know I was going to get into it? So I asked her a question just a little while ago, and I just wanted to make sure that we all answer it. And if you have a question for me, come on, don't be shy. Come in and call us in. The number is 646-378-1975, or post a question. I have a link right now right on my social media. You can click on the link, and you can listen to us live on your laptop, on your tablet, whatever media is it that you have. So, Veronica, what would you say is that? I think it's love.
Well, it's not just about love, but I'll talk about the health aspect of it. Many people are aware that our body's energy is sort of in a chakra system. And we technically have 12 chakras, but over the centuries, because of our role and forgetting what lovemaking is really supposed to be like, we've been disconnecting ourselves from the energy grid, and now we're only at about 7 chakras that we are using. And this is so important because your chakras are what plug you into the energy grid that is all around us, the energy source, whether you want to call it chi or prana. And how we've been disconnecting ourselves from the 12 chakras, when you're at 12 chakras, you're basically an instant manifestation. You are so powerful as a being that you can manifest whatever you'd like in your life just by thinking of it. But over the centuries, like I said, we've been diluting that by improper lovemaking, and now we're down to 7 chakras that are being used, and we can raise ourselves back up to those 12 chakras if we sort of find our way back towards the correct lovemaking. And here's how and why. Basically, during the point of orgasm, our society has a great release, but for many people, especially men I've heard and spoke with personally, after that point, they feel tired, they feel spent. The French word for orgasm literally translated means little death. And that's because how we were supposed to be having orgasms is we weren't supposed to be releasing it outside of our body. We were supposed to be taking that sexual energy, and at that point of orgasm, instead of having that release, you focus it inward and you hold it in the way you would try to hold in a sneeze, and you would focus it down to the base of your spine and then imagine it traveling all the way up your spine to your brain and back down to your heart again. You would be forming that symbol, Egyptian symbol for immortality. And that's where that symbol came from. It was from that energy moving up your spine to your brain back down to your heart. And what you're doing there is you're recharging your chakra system, because your chakra system is all along your spine. And you're awakening the kundalini. The kundalini energy rests at the base of your spine. And so you hold in your orgasm, it's like recharging yourself. Your body is a battery. Our Creator made us as if we were batteries that you could recharge forever with no expiration date. But if we keep having orgasms outwards and releasing outwards, we're not having that opportunity to charge it up. And so we begin aging and sickness and disease and all of that. So I know this is a lot of information I just gave, but that is it in a nutshell. You asked how to stay eternally youthful. Stop having orgasms. I want to be clear. I'm not saying to stop having sex. The sexual love-making act is essential and critical to eternal youthfulness, but it's that point of orgasm that must be held inside to recharge your body's vital organs. And the other part of that is it really also needs to be with the same person, because that's right. What makes it sacred and holy. You look in each other's eyes. You build a connection. This practice is called sacred tantra. And there's a bunch of people living this lifestyle. And I'm so inspired because I read all their testimonials. If anybody wants to Google the word karezza, K-A-R-E-Z-Z-A. So how you keep the flame of passion alive in your relationship, like people who start trying and living this way, married couples who've been together sort of 20 years, all of a sudden act like frisky teenagers again who can't keep their hands off each other because you never get to that point where you're consumed. That's what the orgasm does. It releases the energy and then you're spent and you're consumed and it's kind of like, oh, now what? What next? But imagine if every single day, someone put in front of you your most absolute favorite dish to eat, your favorite plate of food, and you were only allowed to have 3 bites of it. And, if, you know, you can never finish. So every day you could be put that same plate of food in front of you. They could say, okay, you can have 3 more bites, and you can have 3 more bites, and you can have 3 more bites. If you're never allowed to finish that favorite plate of food of yours, you're always wanting more. You'll never get sick of it. And that's sort of what it's like if you never go to that end point of release and ejaculation and orgasm. You'll always be wanting more and more of that from your partner because you never get to finish it. You never get to have it all. Right. You never get spent.
And that's a really That is a really good way of putting and showing it to us in a simple way. It's like a plate of food. Now, what would you say that it took us, our society, to disconnect ourselves from the first place? Do you think society became this people that is not interested in feeding each other and looking at people's eyes? What would you say that took disconnected us?
I have no idea. I really enjoyed that opening song for your blog show, your blog radio show, where it says we are always at the right place at the right time. I'm always right where I need to be. Basically, I guess if I have to answer that question, I would say our Creator is just always experimenting. And our Creator just wants to see what it would be like to push us far away from, you know, like it's kind of like people who drive on their tank when it's almost at empty. Let's see how far this car can go with so little gas. And then, but then, you know, the creator is just like saying, okay, so now we know this isn't working, but at least we saw what that would be like. So now that we know this isn't working, because aging and disease and sickness and a society with, you know, lots of unhappy children that are orphans because of sex out of wedlock, well, let's bring it back.
Let's change
it. Reconnected. Let's have the awakening. Now we know better, but let's get back to it. And I know I just gave out so much information, but it's all on our website for free as well. I just want to create that healing energy because this planet really needs it. So I don't even care
Absolutely.
If people buy the book because I give all the information for free on the website. It's,
now,
the book is only for people who need to hold it in their hand.
Now, is this something that you do also, Veronica? Do you also coach people? Do you do programs? And if people are able to do that, and now thanks to the internet and thanks to social media and thanks to the medium that is available, do you do something perhaps over Skype? And how can people do that? Can they reach you and do you do consultations like that?
Absolutely. My website, which has all the information for free, there's lots of links so people can do the research for themselves and read these ancient texts as well as my modern interpretations of it. The website is eternalyouthandimmortality.com, Eternal Youth and Immortality. So that's where all the information is. And then anybody who wants to email me, my email address is eternalyouthempire@gmail.com. eternalyouthempire@gmail.com. And I don't turn anyone away. I don't charge anything, you know, just to communicate with somebody a few times. Now, if it gets to be the point where they're communicating with me, I mean, I've had people that literally start emailing me every single day with, like, this long barrage of questions. And then at that point, then I'm like, okay, will you please consider making a donation to my not-for-profit organization? And they're more than happy to do that. But if you just have a few questions here and there, there's no consultation fee because this planet is in such a critical state right now that if we don't all start doing a healing energy right in your own bedroom is the easiest place to get to begin, you know? There's so many
it's
things
so
happening
true.
In the planet that we have very little control over, you know, the starving children in Africa and the environmental crisis in the oceans. But we all can control what happens in our bedrooms. And it's really, this healing energy could heal the planet.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today with Veronica, and she is an amazing lady. My goodness, her subject, I know that I'm going to get a lot of questions from you, and I hope you do. I hope you sent us an email. She has just given her email. If you haven't catch it, it's okay. This live show is recorded, and you can are able to hear. I will place the link of her website on my fan page and also on my website. I am so happy, Veronica, that you have joined us, and I will ask you one last question. Now, I know that you haven't been out there, meaning this is something new for you. You only have been working as a guru for the last 3 years, but you've gotten so much media, so much attention. How did you become this attention grab all of a sudden?
Well, that's a great question. I really felt like I had a very important message to share with the world. And when you feel super passionate, like you know you're onto something, I almost felt like, you know, the people who feel like they might have the cure to cancer, because I have a cure to aging and, you know, creating eternal youth forever. So there's this program online called GuaranteedCelebrity.com. It's ran by this gentleman named Clint Arthur. He's amazing. But basically, anyone with any kind of message, his program really delivers exactly what the website promises, GuaranteedCelebrity.com. You join his program, and he helped you get booked on TV shows all across America. And in just under 3 years, I've been on 47 TV shows because
Fantastic.
Of him. So I'm really happy to recommend him. He's not paying me to say that. It's because we want... I'm not the only one with a great message. Everybody's got, you know, a light to shine on something. And if they really want to be out there where you're on morning TV and reaching as many people as possible, I really recommend the Guaranteed Celebrity program, GuaranteedCelebrity.com. And if they tell Clint Arthur that they heard it from Veronica Gray, he will take very good special care of them.
Well, thank you so much for passing along. So the website again, Veronica, can you repeat it for my listeners?
Guaranteed.
Your website again?
Your website. Yeah. EternalYouthAndImmortality.com.
EternalYouthImmortality.com. I will have the links right on my fan page
right after
this interview is over.
Lizzie,
Eternal Youth and Immortality. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Veronica. I can't believe that time is just going by so quickly here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, and I feel like we haven't even covered everything, and I know we just tapped on the tip of the iceberg, but that's a good thing because people will be calling you and emailing you and asking more questions and perhaps requesting you to come back. I want to thank you so much for sharing this amazing knowledge with my listeners and with myself. I have to tell you, Veronica, I have learned so much today. Any last word, my dear? And that was Veronica Gray. I hope you enjoy the interview. If you have any questions for me or for my amazing guests that just had to leave for a little while, and my email is radio@lizt.ca. Again, it's radio@lizt.ca. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you're in the Toronto area, we're also now on YouTube. So before we continue on for our musical section, as I mentioned, I have chosen three singers today, and we will be playing Sorrentis, and also we will be playing Alvina, and we'll be playing Alicia Cinnamon. So before I do that, here is another word from my sponsor.
It's no secret that being overweight has become a worldwide epidemic. Being overweight can lead to dramatic increases in diabetes, heart disease, cancer, stroke.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today. Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today. Woman on Fire is a creating and blazing path, creating success for not only herself. She boldly shares her journey on this road with others so they too can appreciate her challenges, witnessing her tears, but most of all, the smile of accomplishment. Woman on Fire seeks mentorship and support through the hills and valleys of business. She is not afraid to fail because she knows that in her failure lies her lessons for success that will bring her from the darkness and into the light. Women on Fire are known for listening to that small voice in the depths of their inner being, choosing to believe in themselves when no one else does. Woman on Fire is about allowing yourself to discover and share your gifts.